How is your vision? Do you see clearly? Perhaps you'd better rethink your answer if it was yes. In the first reading today, we see Samuel, a prophet and a holy man, being rebuked by God for his faulty vision. God says to him, "Not as man sees does God see. Because man sees the appearance, but the Lord looks into the heart." In the gospel, the Pharisees confront Jesus for healing the blind man on the Sabbath. Jesus says to them, "If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you are saying, 'We see.' So your sin remains." These readings address how we see, not what we see. Today we are challenged to look beyond the obvious, to dig deep into the core of everything to see the truth. We are being called to see everything through God's eyes. This is a wonderful practice during the next few weeks of Lent and beyond. How do we see the members of our families, our friends, our neighbors? How do we view the circumstances of our daily living? Do we see beyond the externals in people to the heart of what makes them who they are? Do we see God's plan in every circumstance that presents itself in our lives? As I was reflecting on these readings, a Christmas song kept popping into my head. "Do you see what I see? A star shining in the night." I asked myself, how many people saw the star and just saw a star? The wise men saw that same star and saw greatness and a way to something wonderful. They followed and found Jesus. Today, let us examine our vision so that we may be led to Jesus and to a new and vibrant life on Easter Sunday.